92 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. First hour of the show devoted to the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks thumping the New England Patriots last night in Super Bowl 60, 29-13. I'm not even done breaking down the Seahawks part of the Super Bowl. We haven't gotten to Kenneth Walker, Super Bowl MVP, and we will discuss Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator of the Seahawks, soon to be officially named head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Clint Kubiak. We'll get into the Patriots disaster class last night, and I got a lot of interesting tweets about Drake May that I can't wait to share with everybody. The interaction today has been off the charts. Tweet me at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, YouTube chat, youtube.com/@thekostos. We'll continue to sprinkle them in over the balance of the show, and we will get to the halftime show with Bad Bunny, and I will give you my 100% correct opinion on the halftime show. But joining us right now is a true story. Herman Edwards is joining us on the show. I said to my executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, this morning, we're like, hey, like, who do we want to get on that can really put the Super Bowl into perspective? One of our absolute favorite guests. And I said, period, can we please get Herman Edwards on the show? And Coach Edwards is so generous with his time. I was watching him on ESPN this morning. He looks great. He's got the turtleneck on with the suit jacket. He looks awesome. Former NFL college football coach, NFL player, the great Herman Edwards of ESPN, joining us now on You Better You Bet. Herm, thank you very much. Happy Monday after the Super Bowl. I always appreciate you coming on. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I think it probably went like I thought it would. I thought the Seattle Seahawks were a better team going into this, and I thought it was all going to be predicated by the guys up front defensively and also their offensive line. And they really dominated the game. And when it all comes down to that at the end. Skill players are skill players, quarterbacks are quarterbacks. But the big guys up front kind of dictate the terms how the game's going to be played. And Seattle's a physical football team on both sides of the ball. They control the line of scrimmage running the ball offensively. And obviously defensively, they had their way with the Patriots offensive line.
Herm, you play defense at the highest level. You coach defense at the highest level. You know, it's one thing for me who didn't play and didn't coach. And I've been watching the NFL for a long time, but still, like, I didn't play and didn't coach. And I'm watching the game on my couch every week, and I see this defense be absolutely dominant over the balance of the season and dominant in the biggest spot in Super Bowl 60. When you watch the Seattle Seahawks defense and what they were able to accomplish, what are some things that stand out to you on what made this such a special unit this season?
Well, at every level, first of all, they have speed, and then they're very athletic. This is a very athletic defense, especially up front. When they can rush you with four guys and get there, that says a lot about their athleticism. And they bring guys in. I mean, they rotate them in now. It's not just the four. They've got six, seven of these guys that can rush the quarterback. And then they have a secondary, obviously, that they're very good in the back end. They're tied together. They don't do a lot. They don't try to fool you. They just kind of line up and play. They understand their strength. You know, it's when you play defense, you realize the one thing that you're able to do, you can kind of dictate the terms what the offense can run or throw because of the coverages that you run. And you know there's some weaknesses in those coverages. They play a lot of zone. When you play zone, you rush four, you drop back, and you play in your areas and you break to the ball. Now, they shrink the zones because, you know, they'll match up in those zones. But imagine this. You drop back. You got 14 eyeballs staring at you. You got seven guys dropping back in coverage, and they're all reading the quarterback. And once that ball is thrown, these guys are reacting to the ball. And once they get there with bad intentions. They get there to hit you. And that wears on offenses. That wears on receivers. They see it on tape. They go, uh-oh, you may catch it, but you're going to get hit. And that is kind of how they dictate the terms.
I don't think, Herm, just from our conversations, I don't think you love questions like this, but no, I want to ask it because I think it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the tooth, and I know the season has just ended, right? But, you know, this Seahawks defense was so good after such an incredible performance in the Super Bowl that I think a conversation that's going to come up is kind of like, where do the 2025 Seahawks defensively kind of rank in the history of the league? And I'm not asking you to like give me like a top 10 list, but when you watch this defense, do they strike you as an all-time historical defense, the 2025 Seattle Seahawks?
Well, when you think about football, how it's changed, you know, the forward pass has become really the thing that sets a lot of teams apart and how you defend that pass. Because there's a lot of scoring in the National Football League. You know, people like it that way. They like scoring. And with this defense, when you think about it, they don't give up a lot of points. They don't get 17 points a game. You don't score a lot on these guys. And so when you get into that situation, this is like old-time football, trying to score against the Seattle Seahawks. You know, in my day, when you scored, you know, 17, 21 points, you won a lot of football games. In today's world, you got to score 24 or more. I mean, you got to be, you know, you see games that are gets into the 30s. They don't allow this to happen a lot. And that's old-time football. That's 20 years ago. And that's hard to imagine in today's world with all these great quarterbacks, these great receivers, these obviously offensive coordinators. But it doesn't matter when you play these guys. You're going to get hit. The score is going to be low. They take the ball away. And at the end of the day, your quarterback leaves the field and he's beat up.
Do you feel like, Coach, the pendulum has now swung back towards defenses versus offenses in the NFL and defenses as a result of Mike McDonald winning the Super Bowl the way they did? Do defenses now have the upper hand on offenses after what seemed like a long time where offense had the upper hand on defense?
I think defenses have always been involved in it. I just think we talk so much about who? The quarterback. You know, this is a quarterback-driven league. We always talk about the quarterback. That's the first subject that comes out of anybody's mouth. Who's the quarterback? Or who are you going to draft? They have a quarterback. Defenses, what defenses allow you to do is this. They keep the score in check to where the quarterback that we talk about a lot, he can have some errors. He can have some foul balls. He can have a couple mulligans as he play golf. The fact that they keep the score intact where you don't have to every possession try to score. You may go three possessions and not even score. Guess what? Score might be 3-0. You're still in the game. Defenses allow you to play offense at a rate to where you can say, I can be more aggressive on offense. I can take some shots because my defense will keep me in the game. If I get a lead in this game, now, all of a sudden, the defense will dictate the terms. They will give me some extra possessions on offense because of the way they take the ball away. So that's all part of it. It's called team, and defense still, it travels because they don't play with a football.
How do you put, Coach, what Sam Darnold's been able to accomplish into perspective?
I think it's a great story. He's been what? He's played in the league 8 years. He's been to five teams. Is it the redemption tour? I don't know about that so much. It's more of his resilience. And I think if you're an athlete and you watch it, you watch his road that he traveled, you tip your hat to him. And if you're in a spot similar to Sam Darnold, you realize, you know what? If I'm a mentally tough guy and I get opportunities, I got to continue to bet on himself. And that's what I like the most. He bet on himself. He never gave up. He just says, hey, man, I've been knocked down. A lot of guys who quit, especially at that position at quarterback, that's a tough position because you get exposed. And you take the blunt of the blame when you lose a football game, right? Like, everyone's talking about Drake May right now. No. Okay, I get Drake May. He's going to be okay. But he got beat up, right? He can't block him. He can't catch the ball. He can't do any of that. You can say what you want. Say, well, you know, he's, yeah, okay, I get it. But he's the quarterback. He needs help. And when you can't block him, I don't care who you are. You ain't going to play very good at quarterback.
Can I take the Sam Darnold thing kind of like a different level for a second? Because, Coach, sure, you're so right with what you said, that he's someone that athletes should look at and kind of emulate, right, the way that he handles adversity. I think you'll agree with me when I say this, and I said it last hour on the show. I'll take it a step further. Like, I know, like, you're a dad, right? I'm a dad also. Like, I want my daughter to handle adversity in her life the way Sam Darnold did. I'm not trying to be hokey or dramatic when I say this, or saccharine when I say this. Like, I look at this and say, this is an American success story. And this is kind of like, like, you're teaching kids in school how to deal with adversity. How do you not, like, put this guy's story at the top of the list with what he's been able to accomplish? Do you think I'm taking that too far? You agree with that?
Not at all. I think it's a good teaching lesson for all of us, regardless if you're a young person, an old person, doesn't matter. And I think that the greatest thing, and I've always tried to explain this to young people, is that there comes a point in your life where you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm good enough. I'm good enough. And I'm going to put in the work. And when I fall down, I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep going. And that's what perseverance is about. It's about the willingness to bet on yourself. You know, you don't need confirmation to do that. You have to have enough in you to say, I'm going to bet on me, right? And I'm going to find a way to get this done. Look, I wasn't drafted, by the way. I was a free agent. I was a free agent in the National Football League. And I bet on myself when I went to training camp. And I told myself, I'm good enough to play in this league. I'm good enough to be a starter because this is what I believe. It came true. Now, I was given the opportunity because you got to be given an opportunity. And when you get an opportunity, I always tell people like this. When opportunity knocks, first of all, you better be available and you better be prepared because it might not knock twice. You might only get one. And you better be ready when it comes. When they knock on the door, are you ready? And if you're not, they're going to move on. They're going to the next person. So you got to be able to willing to do that. And if you do that, you'll have a chance.
Herm Edwards here with us on You Better You Bet on Twitter at Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, former NFL and college football coach. Coach, would love to talk about the Patriots and get your perspective on the season it was for them and the season that it was for Drake May. Because I think a lot of people right now, perhaps I haven't gotten to it yet, but maybe me included, kind of look at this Patriots team and say, great job getting to the Super Bowl. Also, you are kind of fugazi in getting there. How do you put the Patriots season, Coach, into perspective now that it's done?
Yeah, their coach did a marvelous job, and their coaching staff. The players bought into it. They found a way to win games when at times you say, how did they win this one? You know, they had an easy schedule. Yeah, you know, whatever. You can say whatever you want. They found a way to win games. I think they probably did some things that maybe they didn't even expect, you know, and I think this is a good learning lesson for them. Now, you know, they won't be the same Patriot team they were coming next season because everybody understands what they accomplished and their schedule is going to be a little bit more difficult. I think how they come into next season will tell you a lot about this football team. And I do think they'll be very competitive. Will the division get better? We'll see. They play in a division where they were 5-1 in their division. They ran away with the division. Will the division be better? Will Buffalo be better? You'd hope so. Will Miami get better? You would hope so. Will the Jets get better? You will hope so. But here again, they got a lot of players coming back. Their coach did a marvelous job. And this team knows how to win.
Did Drake May's performance in the Super Bowl change the way you view his season at all, either right, wrong, or indifferent?
No. I mean, when you look at Drake May in the playoffs, he was just okay. And they won games. They found a way to win. He won a lot of games with his athleticism, his ability to run. He made some big-time throws at times. He's a young quarterback, second year. And he's going to learn a lot. He's going to learn a lot from this experience. You saw him last night when he went to the microphone. You know, the kid was – he was wounded. And I would tell him, hey, man, if you're wounded, just think about the quarterback you just played against. This is 15, man. I mean, this is 15. This was his 15. And he won a Super Bowl. So as bad as you may feel, just take a look at the guy you just competed against and what he went through. This is part of it.
Final question, Coach, and I'm going to talk about this a little later, right? And it felt like this was kind of it. Every season's a great NFL season. I love the NFL. This was kind of like, I don't know if weird's the right word, but a different kind of NFL season, right? With the two teams that ended up playing in the Super Bowl and some of the big name quarterbacks not being there at the end that we've become accustomed to seeing. When Herman Edwards tries to compartmentalize the 2025 NFL season, how will you remember the season that ended last night in the Bay Area?
I think the NFL has done a wonderful job of really leveling the playing field in the NFL. I don't know if you're going to see teams that have dominant runs anymore. I just don't. I just think it's so close now. And we watch games every week. A lot of these games are won by one score. And every once in a while you get a blowout. But it's a very competitive league. And I think I like it. If you're a fan base, you got to be excited. If you're a fan for another team, like, you know, whatever team, and you look at, you go, well, look at the two teams that just got in the Super Bowl. Let's just say if you're a Chicago Bear fan this year, you got to be excited about the Chicago Bears. Year prior to that, you were wondering if you had a quarterback in Chicago. You didn't like the quarterback. Said, we messed up. We drafted the wrong guy. We should have drafted Jaden Daniels from Washington. Well, this year, he gets a new coach, and all of a sudden you go, whoa, wait a minute. What about our quarterback? Washington, they lose their quarterback. They figured out, you know what? Without that guy, we're not as good as we thought we were. He's going to be back next year. Patrick Mahomes, he'll be well, right? The Raiders are getting a new coach. They're going to get this young player, I would think, the kid from Indiana, to play quarterback. What's that going to look like? That's going to be interesting, right? So you go down the line on all these teams, the Giants. They get Coach Harbaugh now. They got a young quarterback. Got a really good running back. Got some good defensive linemen. They got some people that they like, right? I mean, so every team is like, if you're a fan, you got to look at it and go, hey, you know what? Okay. We got a chance. That's what makes the NFL so unique and so great.
Coach, you're unique. You're great. And very generous with your time. And I sincerely appreciate it. You popping on with us throughout the NFL season here. You better, you bet on Westwood One Sports with Nick Kostos. Thank you very much. I hope that you're about to get some time off. I hope you enjoy it, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Anytime. Thanks for allowing me to be on.
Thank you for coming on. The great Herman Edwards here on You Better, You Bet. Excellent perspective from Herm. His stuff on Sam Darnold. And look, we've all heard Herm talk. You knew his stuff was going to be great on Sam Darnold and what I call an American success story. I do want to say something slightly negative now. It's not about Herman Edwards. Herm's the best. Just because Herm brought it up. Far be it from me to make it about me. But I will for a moment here. As a fan of the New York Football Giants. So, like, watching the Seahawks win the Super Bowl last night, with Mike McDonald spearheading the defensive revolution in the NFL. If you're out there listening or watching, and you're a Giants fan, like me, does it make you feel good to know that John Harbaugh couldn't win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson at quarterback and Mike McDonald running his defense? Doesn't make me feel good. Now here's Jackson Dart, Matt Nagy, and Denard Wilson. I mean, I'm not saying it can't go well. Also, no one cares at this moment right now, but I'm just saying, right? Like, you think the Ravens wish that they had kept Mike McDonald and fired John Harbaugh? That's a first guess. That's not after the fact. That was easy in the moment to know that the Ravens blew that. How in the world did they not win? And, like, we'll talk about the Seahawks and where, you know, this actually pisses me off. I'm going to do it right now. Where the Seahawks stand historically, and I don't even want to turn this into a hating thing on Seattle. They won the Super Bowl. You can never take it away from them. But I am starting to see, like, DVOA, and I don't want to hate on DVOA and Aaron Schatz, who does a great job. Like, I love some of these advanced statistics in the NFL. But it's like, what did I say about those Ravens teams with Lamar Jackson? The Sultans of spreadsheets. The excellence of EPA. The dominators of DVOA. And then they get into a big game against Patrick Mahomes, the big bad wolf, the final boss, and tinkle down their leg. Congratulations. You're the greatest team in DVOA. Also, you don't even make the Super Bowl. So this, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the stats, sincerely. But we watch the games. We all watch, right? This idea that the 2025 Seahawks are a historically great team. Like, stop it. And I'm not trying to hate at all. They're good enough to win the Super Bowl. I think they are a great team, period. But to insinuate this is a team that's historically great with Sam Darnold at quarterback, and I know JSN's awesome and it's a good line, and Kenneth Walker, Super Bowl MVP, stop it. Stop it. Come on. Get a grip. And this defense is great for Seattle. It is. But to say that, are they the 85 Bears? Who allowed, what, 10 points in 3 postseason games? Are they the 2000 Ravens? Come on. I don't even think they're as good as the 2013 Seahawks, the LOB Seahawks. The Seahawks got shredded, sliced, and diced by Matthew Stafford. They gave up 27 points and 1 billion yards and 1 billion explosive plays in the NFC Championship game. Come on. Come on. Like, it was a defense that was good enough to win a Super Bowl championship. That's what matters. Is it one of the better defenses in the history of the league? Absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from them. Just like, if we're going to do the historical thing, and I love to do it just as much, if not more than anybody, if we're going to try and place this team in history to insinuate that this dark side defense, where does that name come from? Am I missing something here? Like, where's Darth Vader? Like, is Grand Moff Tarkin calling the shots? Like, did they blow up Alderaan last night? I don't even know where it's come from. It's a great defense. A great defense. Is it historically great? Really? Like, are they better than the 2015 Broncos? I don't even think they're the best defense of the last decade. Are we sure they're better than the Eagles last year? It's a great defense. Not hating. Great defense, but to insinuate that this is like a legendary team, the 2025 Seahawks, I don't even think, I think out of all the Super Bowl champions this decade, if you lined up, ready? The 2020 Bucks with Tom Brady in his first year. The 2021 LA Rams with Aaron Donald on the defensive line, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, and a healthy Odell Beckham Jr. The 2022 or 23 Chiefs, the 24 Eagles. I think all of those teams beat the 2025 Seahawks. You're going to take Sam Darnold over Mahomes? And I understand it's a team game, and the Eagles got him last year. I understand that. I didn't say the 24 Chiefs, the team that lost. I said the 23 Chiefs, the 22 Chiefs, the 21 Rams, the 20 Bucks, and the 24 Eagles. I think the 25 Seahawks are the worst of those teams. And if you're a Seahawks fan, you shouldn't. Who cares? Who cares? Like, it doesn't matter. You won. That's what matters. But, like, let's not retcon history here and make it like this team is one of the greatest teams of all time. They're not. And it's okay, because you're world champions. But all-time great? Nah. On the other side, we'll talk about Clint Kubiak. He's going to be the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And a couple things that could have gone very wrong for the Seahawks in Super Bowl 60. We still have yet to dive into the disaster class that was the New England Patriots, the halftime show with Bad Bunny. Keep firing in the comments on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. We got a lot of great tweets to get to as well here on a Monday on Westwood One Sports.
Seattle finally got their revenge. Victory against the Patriots. The Seahawks are your Super Bowl 60 champions on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
DQ presents the Spicy Menu. For a limited time, try the new Flamethrower Chicken Strip Basket for $6.99 with spicy bold strips that heat you up. Served with a side of famous DQ soft serve as a dip to cool you down. That's right, dip those spicy chicken strips right into soft serve. Plus fries and toast, all for just $6.99. And add a new pineapple lemonade sparkler or cooler made with tahini. It's the limited time only Spicy Menu. Get it delivered in the DQ app. Happy? Tastes good. Participation may vary.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. In football, any sign of weakness can be used against you. So, I always put on a tough front. But inside, I was struggling mentally on how and what to do. It takes years to understand that only by opening up could I begin to overcome them. If you need someone to open up to, BetterHelp Online Therapy can help. Visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
One Financial Group.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now. Now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Yeah, you guys know I'm going to Las Vegas, so I'm fired up about it. But tonight, one more for one more night. Hell yeah, I'm going. Of course I'm going. Yeah.
Just confirmed it right here.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
The voice of Seahawks offensive coordinator, soon to be freshly minted head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Clint Kubiak, talking with Stacey Dales of NFL Network last night after the game. So Clint Kubiak confirming what we all knew, he'll be the next head coach in Vegas. And I will repeat the take that I gave you last week Monday from Radio Row. So I'm flying to San Francisco last Sunday, right, to do the shows and start getting the notifications, right? Clint Kubiak chooses the Raiders, and then the Cardinals settle on Michael LaFleur. The Niners hire Raheem Morris, and did that to the first hour of the show last Monday at Radio Row was that. And I'll just repeat what I said in brief here on Kubiak and the Raiders. Maybe he's going to be an awesome coach and an awesome leader of men. Clearly a really good schemer and did a good enough job to A, win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold, and B, become a head coach. The Raiders are really up against it. And I talked to people on air and off air about Fernando Mendoza, and very interesting the range that people have on Mendoza. Some people think he's going to be a stud. Others aren't convinced he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. And I'm not trying to, like, obviously there'll be tons of chatter leading up to the draft as it concerns Mendoza, who's likely to be, he's a huge favorite at BetMGM to be the number one overall pick. Maybe Mendoza's awesome and maybe Kubiak's awesome and they surprise right away. I think what's more likely is the Raiders come in last in their own division. And that's not a hating thing. The Broncos just went to the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs are going to be back, and we'll see if Mahomes plays in week one. The Chargers are going to be awesome. Year three with Jim Harbaugh just hired Mike McDaniel to run the offense. So I think Clint Kubiak's going to be up against it, at least in year one. Raiders probably need to trade Max Crosby, get a couple first-round picks, and really accelerate this rebuild. It's going to take a little bit of time. Doesn't mean it can't work. I just don't think it's going to work in 2026. And my opinion last night on Clint Kubiak, and I'm curious if you agree. You can let me know in the YouTube chat, tweet me at TheKostos, youtube.com/@TheKostos. I thought he called kind of a crazy game last night. Crazy in a bad way. Like, cue up Gnarls Barkley. I think he's crazy. There were, okay, so we reached a point, I don't know when, midway through the third quarter, where it became pretty obvious that all Seattle had to do to win the game was run the ball through as many times as possible until they didn't get a first down and then either punt or kick a field goal or score a touchdown. The only thing that could lose them the game was to take unnecessary chances throwing the football. And they kept doing it. I'm so happy that Chris Collinsworth said it. Towards the end of the game, on a third and goal, Sam Darnold throws a pass to the sideline that was like, I don't know, a couple inches away from getting pick six 98 yards by Marcus Jones. Why would you throw that? Why would you call that play? Why would you do it? Like, this was, and I think he's the best. And I don't know if we'll get to it today. I'll do it tomorrow if we don't get to it today, kind of like next year's Super Bowl odds. I think Kyle Shanahan is the cat's meow. I'm old. I think he's the best. You can make the case, and it's not all on him. Certainly not all on him. He was way too aggressive in Super Bowl 51 calling plays for the Falcons against the Patriots. Should have run. What happens if he just runs the clock out? Does Atlanta win? He got aggressive, right? I don't know if it would have mattered because the Patriots' offense was so impotent. But, like, it's like, Clint, honestly, Mike McDonald, we played the soundbite earlier. He's like, man, I don't want the season to end. Maybe he wanted it to be a game. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. It was like, we can close Pandora's box and win the Super Bowl, or leave that son of a bitch ajar and see what happens. And they were like, yeah, we'll leave it ajar. Let's have Sam Darnold throw a pass to the sideline. Like, crazy. Why would you do that? Windhorse meme. Well, why would they do that? I don't know. I think it's pretty stupid, but they won, and he's going to Vegas. Godspeed, Clint Kubiak, Super Bowl champion, new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. Next segment, we're going to talk about us and the crew, and we'll read some of your tweets and YouTube comments. We'll talk about the halftime show. I'm going to give you my thought on it here. So, I know that the Bad Bunny choice was very controversial, and it turned into, like, a culture war thing, and God bless you if that's your opinion. Like, I don't consume things in that way, which is not to say that you can't, I was like, I don't care enough. I'm just like, I don't care. I love it. I don't care. I didn't watch the Turning Point show, although I will acknowledge this. And this is a music thing here. You can disagree. It's okay. It's a free country, right? If I had the choice of like going to a kid, well, actually, I don't know, because I'll tell you, some of the clientele at this Bad Bunny thing was pretty special, if you know what I'm saying. If you like beautiful Latin women, this Bad Bunny performance was for you. So maybe I would actually choose to go to the Bad Bunny concert instead of the Kid Rock concert. But I'm being sincere, right? I grew up, you know, I'm almost 43. I like Kid Rock's music. Like, just musically, I prefer Kid Rock to Bad Bunny. That's me. You don't have to agree. And I'm not going to tell you what to think, and I hope that you won't tell me what to think. Like, I don't care what you think. Why do you care what I think? I'm just saying, musically, no politics. But I didn't watch the Kid Rock halftime show. I got to watch Bad Bunny. I got to see how this goes. I was fascinated to see how it would go. And people are so extreme in their opinions, right? And we'll read some of the tweets. And like, and that's okay. Everyone's, and I mean this, there's no sarcasm in this statement. Everyone's welcome to their opinion, just like I'm welcome to mine, right? You can think it was the best halftime show ever. Honestly, I think that's a crazy statement. Look, let's be real. It's closer to the worst than the best. I guess like you can disagree with that. I'm going to say something really controversial. I thought it was, people are going to get pissed at this. I thought it was way better than Kendrick Lamar last year. Like, whose music do I prefer? Kendrick Lamar by a mile. But Kendrick Lamar, I don't know the songs on the new, he didn't play any of his hits. He did not like us. Great. Okay, cool. I didn't like Kendrick Lamar and his halftime show last year. I thought Bad Bunny was better. And look, you may find this statement to be controversial. I think I speak for a lot of people. I don't mind that Bad Bunny did the halftime show. And I'm going to praise it in a second for a couple things. Like, I'm being real. Did it ruin it for me a little bit that I don't know what he's saying? Yes. Like, would I have liked it more if I speak spoke better? And by, you know what another thing is, just, I think we are learning here that, like, that high school has failed all of us. My mom was born in Uruguay. Her whole side of the family speaks Spanish. I took Spanish for like 97 years in school. I can understand some things. I can't speak it worth a damn. How many of us took Spanish in school and don't know it? How many? The education system's failed all of us. Unbelievable. So I'll be honest, right? And you could say that this is like xenophobic. It's not. There's no prejudice here at all. Would it have made my experience better if I understood what he was saying? Yes. Like, would I have preferred, for instance, like, I understand that Lady Gaga's been there and done that. Like, would I have preferred Lady Gaga do the halftime show? Yes, I would have preferred that. I also found it funny that here's Lady Gaga to do a song that, like, Bad Bunny has nothing to do with. She's doing, like, a Latin-inspired version of the song she did with Bruno Mars last year. What? What? Like, I mean, like, what's, like, is Metallica going to come out and do, like, a Latin-inspired version of Enter Sandman? Like, what would that even be? Like, Fuerza Light? Like, Entra Noche? I don't know. Like, let's just get random performers here to do Latin. Lady Gaga has nothing to do with that. I liked it. I'm just saying. Also, like I said to start the show, like, Ricky Martin's cool. He's, okay. Ricky Martin's way too handsome. Now, I mean, it's just, like, you see Ricky Martin and you're like, man, it's like, I'm a straight man. You'd be very confident in my sexuality. You look at Ricky Martin and you say, thank God Ricky's on the other team because I would never leave my wife around Ricky Martin. He's way too handsome. But just like, Ricky Martin and Leia, what? What? Can we get some Drake? Drake and Bad Bunny have an awesome song. Like Cardi B's Dancing, which, by the way, like, very funny if you're into the prediction markets and some of like what went on there. Do I win my Cardi B bet or not? That was pretty fascinating. Like, can we infuse it with a little more English? You may hear that and say, oh, you're a bigot. Am I? Is that such a terrible thing to say? Now, I'm going to compliment it. I really enjoyed the spectacle. Like, I enjoyed what I don't love the music. I'm being honest, right? But listen, I'm almost 43. You know what I listen to 90% of the time? Video game music. I'm being honest. I'm not trying to paint myself as like, I'm like, you know, I should be writing for Rolling Stone. I listen to Frank Sinatra and video game music. And when I go to the gym, I listen to Jay-Z or I listen to Linkin Park or I listen to Metallica. I'm not like the paragon of music. Am I a huge fan of Bad Bunny's music? No. If I have a couple drinks, am I going to be into it? Probably. But would I seek it out? Probably not. But with that being said, the spectacle was great. The set was really cool. Like, what's going on with all the people, like the celebration of Latin culture. I thought it was awesome. Like I said to my wife, was watching it with me. I was like, this is really cool. Like, did I understand what he was saying? No. Do I like the music? Not really. But was I entertained? I was. Like giving the Grammy to the little kid. Like an actual real wedding going on. Did I mention also that there's just scores of beautiful women dancing in provocative fashion, and we can all be prude and ostrich and put our heads in the sand to pretend like men like me don't like that, or we can be honest and say we all loved it. What's not to like? Beautiful women dancing provocative. Like, we, oh my God, think of the children. How could you do this? Oh, my God, the NFL. Oh, God, how come? Oh, my God. Let me clutch my pearls and throw my fine china into the wall. Stop it. It's okay. You can admit that you like looking at attractive women. It's okay. It's not that big a deal. And for the NFL, you don't have to like their decision to have Bad Bunny do the halftime show. But you should understand it. The NFL knows that we collectively, and I got a tweet about this, and I'm sorry to the person who tweeted me if you're listening or watching, because I'm stealing your tweet, but I think it was so right. The NFL knows that it's got all of us hook, line, and sinker. Like, I don't speak Spanish. Like, I don't know, you could have Rammstein do the halftime show in German, I'm going to watch it. It doesn't matter, because I love the NFL. Like, I'm never not watching. They've got me. Whether you like it or not, Bad Bunny is so famous worldwide that having him do the halftime show is going to expose the NFL to new people. So again, you don't have to like it, but I think you can understand it. And if you're out there listening or watching, I'm not going to criticize you, and I promise. I promise this is not a criticism. But if you're looking at all of this as like some grand statement on politics, I disagree with you. And it's okay. We can have a civil disagreement, right? It's for entertainment. I thought it was fine. I would give it a C. It was average. I didn't like the music. I like the spectacle. I like beautiful Latin women. I give it a C. And I think that is fair. You agree or disagree? Tweet me at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Let me know in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@TheKostos. On the other side, we'll take a trip to Kenny's Corner, talk about the halftime show, and more on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
Seattle sits on top of the football world, Super Bowl champs, and Sam Darnold completes a comeback story for the ages on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it. But your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One Financial Group.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Couple YouTube comments. One, being from Uruguay. How about shout out to that? Uruguayan references on the show today. My mom and our friend Mark. Halftime show was amazing, but understands people not understanding the lyrics. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm being real with everybody. I thought it was fine. Also, as someone who speaks English, I would have preferred an English speaker. Call me a bigot if you want. I think it's a perfectly reasonable opinion. Our friend Bob, Bad Bunny, did a great show. Don't speak Spanish, but he could figure out what's going on. Sure. That, I don't know if I would say it was great. It was good. It was okay. It was fine. Fine. And our friend Brian Van Gorder, hot women never hurt. Not gonna lie. Truer words have never, ever, ever been spoken. Couple minutes left in hour number two. Will Brinson joins us in hour three. All the bets for tonight in hour three and an autopsy for Drake May and the New England Patriots from a disastrous performance in Super Bowl 60. But a couple minutes now spent with our friend Kenny Henderson in Kenny's Corner. Kenny, welcome to the show. What do we got first?
Let's drop the beat here. We got, so like, not the most exciting game last night, but winning the Super Bowl, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And Seahawks star corner Devin Witherspoon wasn't shy to let us know how he was celebrating.
Go celebrate with him now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to have a drink, a two, or maybe three. Who knows?
Oh, man, what a legend. That's what I, honestly, you know, Bill Zimmerman, Tyler Morales with me as well, along with Kenny. You know, we talk about sometimes like ranking beers, right? You ever seen people do this? Like, what's the best beer? The airport beer. My favorite beer was always, like, in college, like the shower beer before you went out, because, you know, you were all alcoholics in college, or at least I was. Is there a better beer or smoke than the I just won the Super Bowl and now I'm getting high smoke? Bill, as someone who may or may not partake in these things, what is your opinion on this?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been able to celebrate at that kind of level. I mean, as a fan, I love the post-beer, the post-cigar, post-vape, whatever you're going to do. So as a fan, if it's the best, I can only imagine what it'd be like if you actually participated in the game and won the Super Bowl.
Tyler Morales is with us. For people not watching on video, Tyler, your hair looks great, and I mean that sincerely. So I don't know what I guess it was because we left on Friday. So Thursday night, we go out to dinner, right, in San Francisco. Me, Bill, my agent, Tim Scanlon, Mitch is there, Jeff Sottolano. Bill and I walk back to the hotel. We talk with Raj Sharan, who produces for Black and Abdallah. Great guys, by the way. Like, really enjoyed spending time with those guys in San Francisco. We'll have them on the show more often. And we're about to go upstairs, and Bill's, I forget what Bill said to me, Tyler. It was something like, do you want to go over, like, some, I thought he said, do you want to go over a couple hits? And
yeah,
in my head, I'm thinking,
hits?
Like, and in my head, I'm thinking, like, oh, like, he wants to, like, plan the show out for tomorrow and the guests. And I'm like, well, we can go do that inside in the hotel. And he goes, no, and hands me this pen and reveals to me that the first thing he did when he landed in San Francisco was Google, like, nearest dispensary, and it was right down the block. I took two hits of these things, had a conversation with an executive at another company, and looked at Bill and said, do you think that person knew I'm, like, stoned off my ass right now?
I mean, Bill, that's my kind of guy. Last time I went on a trip with Chicago, and the first thing I did when I landed was the same exact thing, local dispensary. We got to Airbnb. I literally walked to this place by myself. So that's the first thing I did. So, I mean, like, shout out you. That's what I would have done. But if I won the Super Bowl, like Devin Witherspoon, like, I would have been like that times like 10. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell me anything. I'd be taking shots and, like, drinking on the field. He's a better man than I am. But
you would have been. You'd be ignorant.
I would have been nuts. Yeah. Oh, I mean, if I won the Super Bowl, like, and I played the game he did, like, absolutely. Yeah. You couldn't tell me anything.
Belligerent.
Yes.
At some point, do we have to talk about San Francisco?
Do we have
all you?
I don't know. Well, just because what's being made of it now is like, well, actually, it's really great there. Is it? I don't know, Bill. How did you fear for your safety? How many points did you fear for your safety walking around San Francisco?
Not a good time to be out at 4:30 in the morning in San Francisco heading to Radio Row. It's not good.
No, final hour, power hour on the other side. We'll start talking the New England Patriots.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/Platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or...
Oh, gold.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14 $2.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Shear Science.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the